BBC News with Neil Nunes. Police in Britain say they're looking into whether the country's former ambassador in Washington, Peter Mandelson, leaked sensitive government information to Jeffrey Epstein. Messages have come to light dating back more than a decade when Lord Mandelson was a high-profile British minister. He resigned from the governing Labour Party on Sunday. Nick Adley has this report.
Emails released as part of the Epstein files suggest Lord Mandelson, when he was business secretary, forwarded information about a potential sale of government assets to Jeffrey Epstein. The Met said it had received a number of reports relating to alleged misconduct, which will now be reviewed to determine if they meet the criminal threshold for investigation. Lord Mandelson has not responded to requests for comment. The government has said he should no longer be a member of the House of Lords, and the Prime Minister has ordered an investigation into Lord Mandelson's contact with Epstein while he was a government minister.
Lord Mandelson says he has no recollection of the messages. Elon Musk has announced the merger of his space and artificial intelligence companies, SpaceX and xAI. The billionaire said the combined firm would work to install AI data centers in space where they could harness the sun's power while avoiding the expense of cooling. President Trump says India has agreed to stop buying Russian oil in a long-awaited trade deal with the United States. Mr. Trump said Washington would lower tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. And Balasan Natarajan explains the lead-up to the agreement.
In a major announcement, President Trump was talking about how he had a telephone call with the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and talked about this deal. It's a great news. So both countries have been discussing this deal for several months. There were very protracted negotiations, especially on agriculture. India was not willing to allow free imports of agricultural products because it will have a huge impact on Indian farmers. And this strained the ties between the two countries. You know, at one point, India was seen as a strategic partner, as a counter to China. But now because of the tariffs and then President Trump's very blunt statements created a divide between the two countries.
Cuba has confirmed it's in communication with the United States after President Trump threatened a virtual oil blockade. The island is experiencing its worst economic crisis in decades. Last week, President Trump signed an executive order threatening additional tariffs on countries that sell oil to Cuba. He said today that he wanted to help the people.
It's a failed nation, and they're not getting any money from Venezuela, and they're not getting any money from anywhere. So I'd like to take care of the people that are here from Cuba. You know, we have many people that came from Cuba that were thrown out of Cuba or that fled Cuba, and that was many years ago. And I think we're at a pretty close point. We are dealing with the Cuban leaders right now.
World News from the BBC. President Trump has announced the creation of U.S. strategic stockpile of critical minerals as Washington seeks to reduce reliance on China for rare earths. Mr. Trump said Project Vault would store critical minerals for U.S. automakers and tech companies. The metals are crucial for making a wide range of products from smartphones and electric cars to fighter jets. Police in the U.S. are investigating the disappearance of the mother of one of the country's most well-known news anchors as a possible crime. Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy, was last seen at her home outside Tucson, Arizona on Saturday evening. A local sheriff, Chris Nanos, said that Nancy Guthrie did not leave of her own accord.
We believe now, after we processed that crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime, and we're asking the community's help. This is a 84-year-old lady who has some physical challenges, is in need of medication. Medication that if she doesn't have in 24 hours, it could be fatal. So we make a plea to anyone who knows anything about this, who has seen something, heard something, to contact us.
The first sick and wounded Palestinians from Gaza have crossed into Egypt through the Rafah border crossing after its limited reopening by Israel. The World Health Organization said only 5 patients and their relatives had been able to leave the territory on Monday. The crossing is the only gateway in and out of Gaza for Palestinians. The French government has survived 2 no-confidence votes in Parliament, clearing the way for the adoption of the contested 2026 budget. The votes were called after the Prime Minister, Sébastien Lecornu, used a constitutional power to force the spending bill into law. It follows months of deadlock over government spending. BBC World News.